Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, it's ladies' night. Tonight on The Affair, we are covering season 3, episode 2. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sink back into the ocean.
I thought you were going to start beatboxing. I'll wait, and the beat drop. Hey, AfterBuzzers, we got a little remix for y'all tonight, and I'm kind of digging it.
I kind of like it, too.
A little The Affair up in the club, right?
I really like it. I like the lights we have going on, too.
I know, me too. They're so good. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. So excited to cover tonight's episode because I was missing my ladies' presence last week.
Yeah.
So we got it back tonight. Before we dive into it, as always, you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. I'm going to have the live chat up going, so let us know what you thought of the episode. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhan. Where can I find y'all?
Hey, guys. Nadine Dallapella here. You can find me everywhere at Nadine DP and the number 3.
And I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
I'm just loving this, y'all.
Let's start singing now.
Yeah.
This is really great.
Because one of our favorite parts is the opening song, and I'm like, this is just...
Yeah.
This is one of, like, the only shows where I will, like, today when we started watching the show, we just kept the intro going.
Right, yeah. You don't fast forward.
Yeah, most shows I fast forward. This one, you can't. It's sacrilege.
I would love Fiona Apple to make a cameo for at least one episode. Like, do a Stan Lee type deal and just, like, show up, like, as, like,
a
bus driver.
Character.
Yeah, just, like, a random thing.
That's so funny.
Kind of be brilliant.
Okay, so let's get into tonight's episode. We're back to our two parts.
Yes.
We got part one being Helen, part two being Allison. First, just what did y'all think about tonight's episode? Because I know I'm, like, emotionally overwhelmed by it already.
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's a good way to put it, emotionally overwhelmed. It was so intense and deep. And right before we started this, I was just standing here, just kind of staring, trying to think about everything we just watched. And yeah, it was really, it was filled, especially at the end, especially with Allison's part. Mm-hmm. It was filled with a lot of sadness and heartache. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of Allison's life, is that type of struggle with her own emotions and how she handles it and kind of messes a lot of things up, but not realizing that's what she's doing.
True.
I thought it was action-packed.
Yes.
To answer a question.
That's another good one. Okay, so we start off with Helen's part, and...
A year prior this to is, now.
Exactly. So this is Noah still in jail. Obviously, last week we saw him out of jail. So it's given us a little bit of background on her and kind of what she's been up to. And we see Dr. Vic.
Hello.
He, little hottie Dr. Vic. He may be a jerk, but he looks good.
He's a cutie.
And she is, so, well, first of all, in true The Affair fashion, we open up with, like, a good little bang sesh.
Yep.
And I just, I always, I mean, I know every actor does it, but I'm like, they are just really in the throes in that scene. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad scene to film, I guess. But anyway, so he's like living in her basement and paying rent, which we find out later. But I originally thought that they were living together for a sec, but I guess they kind of are living together.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the adult way of, I guess, doing it when you don't want kids to get hurt.
Yeah. But then he clearly... It's almost exactly the same thing because she runs upstairs and is helping the kids with breakfast and whatever, and he just, like, runs upstairs and is with the family.
Right.
So I just wonder, I mean, like, kids, you know, she says later, like, whenever they end up meeting with Whitney, that she did that because of the kids and because of all that they've been through. But I'm like, kids are smarter than that. Like, Martin's freaking about to graduate high school, I think. Like, you know exactly what's going on. And that's, like, when she asked him, Martin, if he was studying for his chemistry test. And she's like, well, you know, Vic majored in chemistry. He could help. I'm like, and he's like, oh, okay. They know exactly what's going on. So it's almost like, why have they even been hiding it for so long?
Exactly. And I think, I don't know if you guys were confused in the beginning, not confused, but I really didn't think that that was the basement. And when he said, like, do you want me to order you an Uber? She's like, no, I'll walk. I was like, they're in New York.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to walk everywhere.
I was like, maybe he got a brownstone down the street. And then when she walked up and opened the door and it was her apartment, I'm like,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wait, did he buy the one next door and they joined it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she also acted like she was going to be so late for something. And
yeah. For packing the kids' lunches.
Yeah, but she just had to walk upstairs. It's not she really had to do much.
I think that was like their little inside joke.
Yeah. Okay.
That they were trying to
insert
into our lives.
They're funny.
They tried to trick us at first, but then
they're hilarious.
Quickly turned around, obviously. But the thing that catches me, you know, or gets my attention right off the bat with him again, is him making all of these comments about the kids, because that was a huge thing last season of why they weren't going to, like, date or be official, because he's like, I just want to do, you know, something fun. I don't want, you know, kids overwhelm me, and that's not what I want. And he, you know, even just as they're in the kitchen, he's like, you have a lot of kids. And she reminds him
that. I thought that was
funny. I do. Well, he's like, why is that? She's like, I don't know. But even when she reminds him that they're going to dinner with Whitney that night, and he's like, dear God, there's another one. But also he knows exactly what he signed up for. So
funny.
There's a part of me that's like, I mean, he throughout this episode grew on me a lot, actually, because last season I actually kind of hated them. But just, you know, seeing him later, it helped. But before they go to dinner with Whitney and everything, Helen has this secret little, let's call hers a lunch date, but no lunch there, with Noah. And, like, Stacy wrote him a cute little card. I can't figure out how old Stacy is, but I assume, like, you know, mid-elementary school, mm-hmm. something like that.
Sure,
yeah.
But she goes to see Noah, and he has a huge black eye, and we see Brendan Fraser again, the guard, who is, you know...
Fat?
You took
looking.
The word literally right out of my mouth. I'm like, how am I going to say this nicely, but be like, holy crap,
well, didn't Helen
huge.
Say that? Wasn't she like, and fatty over there?
Yeah, she definitely called him out on that.
But he's like, he's for sure paying specific attention to Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do y'all think that is?
Maybe he was, like, a super fan obsessed with the book, or maybe he has got some issues with infidelity, and he, like, knows, and I don't know. I mean, there's so many, who knows? We're gonna, like,
exactly.
find mm-hmm. out, but...
But I just feel like there's gotta be something, because...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, obviously there is, but I'm like, typically the people that are, you know, as far as we know anyway, I don't think any of us have been in federal prison, but as far as we know, the people who get picked on the most are... you know, like the pedophiles or, you know, people like that. And so I'm like, this dude didn't really do anything to make him be exceptionally picked on. So I'm curious to see what that is. But he is complaining that the kids aren't there. And mm-hmm. why do they never come? She says it's because of school, but he's like, you didn't even bring them on a Saturday. And he says, they get into this like awkward little tiff, and it's just so typical of her to be like let down by him, because he's like, I forget how he worded it, but he was like, he's like, well, why are you here? I don't see why you're still coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can leave. I want the kids to be here. And that's the basically saying that's the whole reason he put her on the list, so that she could bring the kids. Like, he didn't want to just see her.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was sort of uncomfortable with that whole sequence, because we still don't have, I think, enough of the backstory as to why he suddenly... It's, like, where we left off in season two, it felt like there was some sort of a... Not necessarily a rekindling, but just sort of, like, getting on the same wavelength of being mm-hmm. like, look, I still care for you.
Mm-hmm.
I still care for, like, it was reciprocal. And so to be suddenly now in this place of... I mean, obviously, he took the blame for something very, very significant.
Yeah.
And whether or not that's the reason for, like... sheer hatred and disgust and like, I don't need you ever coming here. That doesn't make sense to me still. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. I just don't get it yet.
I think a big thing maybe is the fact that Allison's not responding to any of his letters.
That could be it. So
he's just messed up in the head. And so seeing Helen is just makes him like, it's someone he doesn't want. He wants Allison. He wants one person.
It's shitty though.
And it is. It's horrible. Yeah, but that's Noah though.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting when we look back at Noah's perspective based and then Helen's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of opposite of what you think the perspectives would be. Because in Noah's, he's kind of... Helen's kind of in a good mind, and Noah's kind of more positive. And with Helen, it's different. I thought it'd be reversed in that
sense. Granted, that was at the very beginning of his sentence that they showed us last time. So this is like well into a sentence. He says he has 9 months left. So, you know, he's obviously been through some stuff. Whatever happened with his wrist a couple of weeks ago, she mentions that. I just assume someone probably like had him bound by something. I don't know. But whenever you said that about him, you know, the feelings at the end of last season being reciprocal, tonight actually reminded me that I think maybe he was only that way toward Helen, because it really just happened in that last scene, like in the car, because Allison had just told him
about,
about Joni, and all this other stuff was happening. So I don't, now it's like, I don't necessarily think that it was genuine on his part.
Got it.
But you can just see, I just always feel so bad for her, because he doesn't have to say the things that he's saying. And clearly no one else is coming to visit him except maybe his sister and maybe her kids. But it's like, she was your wife, and how could you not just want a visitor? But I guess he's harboring those feelings of the whatever's happening and then Allison not being there.
But I also think, too, Helen hears things that he says in a different way also.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, she is probably exaggerating on a very big level.
What happened?
Maybe he didn't quite say, don't, like, why are you coming here to never come back here again? Right. That's how she heard it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And another thing that totally, I don't know, I just was surprised about this, or they haven't revealed it yet, is with the amount of kids that they have, I don't understand why she hadn't pulled them aside and said, look, whatever you think happened, don't think that that's what happened.
Right.
Like, your father is in prison now for something, but I need you to understand and hear me very clearly.
That's not what happened.
Yeah. This is not what happened. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously she can't say, I did it, because that would not work out so well for her. but at the same time, it just kind of surprises me that she wouldn't sort of convey that very, very specifically to all of them. Because their opinion of their father is so tainted. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they listen to their mother enough, and they would hear her enough if she said that very clearly. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know though. I feel like these kids all have this crazy mind of their own, and they don't listen to anything Helen says. And so regardless,
Stacey's like cussing as she walks out the
door. Like, no one really listens to her. She doesn't really have that control. And I guess now it's because their father has been gone for a few years and stuff. So that's all transpired. But I think it's also Helen, you know, still wanting to protect herself. Like, yes, Noah did this for her, but even talking to the kids about it, and they're going to constantly ask her questions and more and more and more. And I think that it's kind of not selfish, but it's something that she needs to do to protect herself still.
Yes, but it's like, she's already so protected by him taking the blame for her. It just seems like it would bring up questions with the kids, and how would she, you know, handle those questions. But it's just like, I feel like if she said, your dad is in jail for this, but he did not do it, end of story.
Right.
Okay. Like,
they would just leave it at that, though? They wouldn't.
But it would at least
put that
thing in their mind of like, okay, he didn't do it. Okay, we don't have to hate him. Because, they're not even going to see him in prison after years. I mean, I assume that they've gone some, but, you know, because...
Oh, I know. They mentioned it, that they were so uncomfortable when they came or whatever it was.
And she's like, you don't want them to see you like this. But she's also, I think he kind of quickly clams up because she's doing the Helen thing of being like, and she's doing it genuinely, because you can clearly tell she feels so awful that he took the blame for her and that he's in jail. But she's like, I gotta get you out of here. I'll fix this. You know, I'll call this person and whoever. And he's like, no, I don't need you to fix anything, because people are hearing these conversations all the time.
Right.
So I'm sure that if this guard is already messing with him, he's going to be like, oh, you're getting your wife to fix this for you, ex-wife, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's clearly uncomfortable with it. And
she's
tried to do it before. It didn't work out. So I'm sure he wouldn't want to be let down by something like that again if there was hope. But he just kind of wants to fly under the radar for the rest of the time that he's there. And she's just not getting it. He got his point across. He just had awful delivery with it. Because she even, like, you know, the earrings that she was wearing, he's like, oh, we got those from Mexico. You found them? Lo and behold. Because that's such a Helen move to be like, oh, I lost these earrings that, you know, we got special, but I don't know. But I just felt bad for her in that sense, because he always does something that he doesn't need to do.
We'll never really know
the truth,
right?
Mm-hmm. And she always, in her view, he always is like hard and abrasive,
right?
But in his,
he's always
soft,
a sweet,
softer,
like,
right?
So he's just a sweetie pie.
A mix between the two,
definitely a mix.
Yes. Yes.
And did you guys notice the guard like hitting the back of Noah too as he walked by? Mm-hmm.
Well, it was more like it seemed like a little bit of a tap. Like it didn't seem like a. It seemed like a.
Mind he punched him in the face, but he just kind of went like that.
It was
to
very
his
odd.
Back.
It was yeah, really, just the whole thing.
Like, and then Noah didn't keep the picture of Stacy.
Yeah, because I we didn't know what was on that photo. Picture drawing.
Well, we saw it. It was like, it "I miss said, you, Daddy."
Yeah.
Oh, did it
like
say that?
Mm-hmm. I miss
Why
you, Daddy.
Why did I feel like I didn't catch that? Then
whenever she handed it to, or whenever Helen picked it up, they
oh, she saw it.
It was mm-hmm. like a rainbow with kids and house or something.
Yeah, that was sad.
Which doesn't make sense why he wouldn't take it, because if he's trying to protect him, his kids or his family, and pretend that he doesn't have a family or whatever for their own safety, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be sitting there wanting the kids to come visit where
exactly.
everyone can see. So what's the issue with having a piece of artwork, unless it just makes him too sad to look at?
That
could be
probable.
It. That's true.
You know?
That could be it.
Do we think that there's something, I don't know, like sexually happening with the guard and him?
I really hope they're not gonna go there.
Like, what, like, how dark is this path gonna lead down? Because the guard is clearly beating him in some way, and
yeah.
you would think that Noah would, I don't know, stick up for himself more.
Or he's letting other people, but like, what's the purpose? I don't know.
Yeah, we can go into so many theories.
I really hope that they're not gonna go there with sexual assault in prison. But
speaking of sexual assault, let's talk about Furcat.
Yes, exactly.
Furcat. I'm changing my name to that.
Yeah. He's going to be one of my new favorite characters. I don't know why. Mainly because he has pictures of furry cats all over his wall that he did. So this is Whitney's boyfriend. She, Helen and Vic go to visit her and Furcat. And Whitney.
Was Furcat older than Helen and Vic?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so good. This is so good.
I mean, he definitely had deeper wrinkles than either of them did, so I assume. But Whitney's like, that she's made hors d'oeuvres, and you see her living in this like huge,
lovely,
amazing
lofty.
Apartment.
Yeah.
And even for a second, I was like, oh, okay, he's a lot older than her, but she seems to like
happy.
Be in a good place, and she's happy. Mm. And
she made hors d'oeuvres, like
exactly, and she made fish. I mean, Helen's like, when does she know? Since when does she know how to cook? But Vic is clearly a lot more open-minded about it. He's like asking him about the naked female pictures on his wall.
My favorite was the one that he chose to go home with.
Just straight up vagina, just like. Right there in the picture of them.
It was so great, that cab ride home.
That was the best shot of the entire episode, I think.
It really was.
It was really awesome.
But Helen asked her if she's
in
like
school.
Could she be one of the girls in the picture?
Oh,
she's like,
yeah.
No.
Not yet.
I'll maybe model later, but no.
Yeah, and Furcat's like, yeah, sure. Like,
yeah. She's my assistant.
Yeah.
But so she's working for this Furcat guy / shacking it up with him. But even when she is talking about it, she does seem passionate about it, but we know Whitney's young, and or at this point she, you know, 3 years, she would probably be like
she's
in college, because I think she was like right about to graduate high school before. But you know, Helen, obviously she just like can't take it, especially when she learns that Whitney isn't going to school, and Furcat supports that, and he's like, she'll learn more in 6 months of being an apprentice with me than she will in 3 years at that fashion institute.
Helen will get over it. I mean, that's one of those things where
she has to get over it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the reality is that family has so many gems between all of them.
Yeah.
You know, that it's sort of like,
yeah,
how are you going to judge what your daughter's doing? She needs to live and learn a little. Mm-hmm. And whatever she experiences is what she experiences. Obviously, she's not going down the same path as what you and Noah did.
Mm-hmm.
And have, like, you know, lots of kids and get married and whatever. You were in college together. It's just a different path. But
yeah,
this is what she's doing. And yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
It's the best thing we've seen her do on the show so far, for sure.
Yeah. And we haven't seen Whitney ever have control over her. Like Hill or Helen ever have control over Whitney ever, even right, in high school true. Too. So regardless, she's going to do whatever the heck she wants.
Yeah.
And they keep like paying for her and her grandparents keep paying for her and stuff. So, you know, she has no consequences.
She definitely could have told her mom, hey, I'm not going to be in school this semester, so don't pay my tuition for nothing.
But oh, of course she could have.
She doesn't think about others.
I think obviously. She's trying to spite her parents mm-hmm. though too. So I think it's a little combination of, I don't necessarily think it was that, you know, she forgot. I think it was more like, F you, family.
Like, I don't care.
Right.
You're going to pay that tuition anyway. Mm-hmm. She and Helen quickly get into it about Noah and, you know, Whitney. It's just bashing him. And Helen, right from the jump, takes up for him and is like, don't talk about your father like that. Which is good that she is at least, you know, trying to support him in that way. But it's like, you can just see the love pouring from her. That it's not a typical, oh, that's your father, don't talk about him. But you can just tell that she has all of these, like, pent-up feelings. And Vic, of course, is surprised. He's like, you went to see him in the prison today?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why he was so surprised about that. Like, that I was like, huh?
Yeah. Well, maybe because she had, like, probably he assumed that had stopped and stuff. So what is the point? If the kids aren't going, why are you going to go see him? Like, he was an asshole to you.
And wouldn't you just tell your boyfriend, hey, I'm going to see my ex-husband in prison today?
I would have texted back the minute she got that text that was obviously not meant for her.
Yeah.
I wish she would have responded and been like, wrong person.
I think it's because she's that's already gone. I think because she already went through all that with Noah, that she's just like, and I think that's what, like, just threw her over the edge, was she already dealt with, like, a cheating, you know, husband or lover.
Yeah.
And so she saw that and was like, really? This is happening again? Just didn't have time for it.
Well, I think for her, it's, she has not come to grips with the relationship she really wants to have with Vic.
Exactly.
She says, oh, it's just all fun and I'm so happy. But clearly, this is not the kind of person she is. She is someone that likes to be in a relationship. And mm-hmm. so, and she has many kids to prove that.
Yeah.
So she's not being honest with herself at all. And I was happy to see sort of, at the end of her little sequence, mm-hmm. we were beginning to get more honesty between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. We'll see, because I was thinking the whole episode, I'm like, she just doesn't really love this dude, / kind of even like him, meaning Vic, because she's so still in it with Noah. But then, you know, they have the conversation at the end, or more of like a fight, where she's just like, this isn't working for me, you know, what are we even doing here? We're living separate lives, but yada, yada, yada. And the sole reason why I was like, oh, I kind of like him now, but was because when she said, she's like, I can't do this anymore. And he just walks out. Like, for a second, I was like, what a jerk. But then he comes up and he puts his clothes and then he just lays down and, you know, has his little cactus and stuff. I thought that was cute.
It was cute. It was very cute.
But also, like, shouldn't they have, if they were keeping him away for the kids, shouldn't they maybe have, like, waited in the night and been like, okay, let's tell the kids first. And
no.
Well, I think like it's an excuse. Yeah. It's
whatever.
I think that was just what was in her head and his head for why they're doing what they're doing, because they had no idea what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So that was their own excuse. And the kids all, they have coffee with him in the morning. You know, like,
they just don't even care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They all know. Like,
True that. Well, on the other thing that Helen was doing in this episode is she has a job. Well, she had a job before. She owned her store, but now she has this, like, staging job.
Well, mm-hmm. she a realtor or is she a stager? Because I feel like she's a realtor and she uses that other lady as the stager.
Oh, probably. Okay, yeah, so she's a realtor.
She's a realtor.
Which also confused me.
I was like,
where did that come from?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I'm like, okay, I could get, because she was into, you know, like, the decor stuff with her store. But I don't know. It was kind of random to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess they just wanted us to show that, like, she's living and she made moves, because Helen's always just solely relied on her parents for a lot of stuff mm-hmm. and her store that they've said over and over again didn't make any money.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we still need to resolve things with parents too.
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see the grandparents at all.
Because things got murky with them last season as well.
Yeah. Did someone die? No. Never mind. I was about to make something up. anything else for Helen before we move to Allison?
Lots to still uncover with Helen.
I think with Helen, it's just, you know, I think there's which I'm trying to figure out right now is that love that we think she has for Noah. I'm more so seeing, like, is it love or is it just clouded guilt in her head? And the guilt is, you know, hiding behind this thing that we all think is love.
Yeah.
And I think that that's exactly what kind of happened at dinner too. I think that she's, like, protecting Noah so much because she has so much guilt. Mm-hmm. And at first I thought it was all love. But now after watching this episode, I think it's just mainly guilt. And she feels that she has to act this way. So
but then why does she, like, feel like she has to, like, dress up and wear these special earrings for him? And even after, whenever she asked him, you know, finally, once
he's
out of
prison. Was she really wearing earrings, though?
Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh,
but it's like, true. When she asked him when he's out of prison, you know, in last week's episode, don't we need to talk about us? Like,
what about us?
I think she's holding on to that, infatuation because she was so hurt by him. And whenever you're hurt by someone, it, like, makes you... I don't know.
Well, they've been through a lot together. So it's one of those things where anytime you've gone through a whole lot of stuff with someone, it's hard to say goodbye. It's just one of those things where you feel like you're just more comfortable staying latched on than saying sayonara.
Yeah. Well, that would suck. Poor Helen. Okay. So part two is Allison. And I was so happy to see her. She looks so good,
by the way. She looks great.
Amazing. She looks amazing.
I was like... Gotta love Ruth Wilson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful. But she is back in Montauk.
Yes, she is.
And so we kind of discussed before the episode that we think this is set right around the time that Noah's getting out of prison. Maybe he's been out of prison for a little bit, meaning in her part.
Yes, right.
So something
timeline-wise
around
sort
that
of
time.
Right.
Yeah. So she has this cute little apartment in Montauk, and Joni is, of course, not with her, but we see her go to Joni's school, and it's, like, creeping in the background, and then you see Cole, and little Joni's like, Daddy, Daddy, and because we left off last season not knowing...
Anything.
I'm
like, zero.
Yeah. What's gonna happen?
The only reason we even knew that she wasn't Cole's is because Allison said to Noah, obviously... Joni's not your daughter. But we didn't know, like, how she found out. But, so tonight we find out that 2 years ago at this point, she told Cole that Joni was his. I really kind of want to see how that went down, but I guess it's not really that important. But the main thing is that Allison has been away for, like, 6 months and wants to see Joni. You know, she goes to the lobster roll to approach Cole about it, and she says she was sick. And she was away, but now she's better. And, you know, she's, like, overly apologetic because she just left her 4-year-old daughter for 6 months without a call, without a letter, without anything.
So Allison.
It's Allison. And I love her so much that you can't hate her.
I know.
It's so weird. I just empathize with her so much. With anyone else, I'd be like, oh, what a horrible person.
But I kind of do. I'm like, thankfully I haven't been in that situation, but, like, you couldn't have sent a text? Like,
no,
it's your daughter.
I know, it's very odd.
That's why it's like, I get if so clearly she was going through something that she needed help with, but how could she think of being away from her? I mean, she just has issues, had issues, hopefully.
Yeah, and I think that's because we know Allison, and I just feel like we've just grown to know her personality, who she is, and it doesn't make it an excuse at all, but like she even said that she was doing it to protect her, so maybe that's just her, what gets her through, thinking that, but I don't know, I just can't hate on Allison.
I think they're going to give us a little bit more. I mean, obviously there's a big gap right now for her living in New York and that lovely apartment and everything and that, right, all that stuff, so there's just still many things for us to... discover about whatever this treatment facility was. I have to say, I was very surprised at the scene between her and Oscar, in the sense of it was refreshing to see Oscar.
Yeah, it was.
I did not think I'd ever say that about Oscar, but I was like, oh, Oscar, I don't hate you right now.
Yeah.
And even how he was sort of talking her through everything in that bar, I was
Since when did he become the voice
therapy?
Of reason?
I know. I was like,
Oscar
what?
Hodges?
Because now he's going to be a father. That's why. Maybe something clicked in him.
Someone named Ginny is having his baby.
Yeah. I know. I was like, who is this person?
Yeah.
I want to see who this person is.
I know.
Anyway.
I kind of got, like, upset when I saw him come out of the car. I was like...
I know. I was like, oh.
Like, really?
Oscar. Yeah.
Like, I'm really... I don't want to watch this right now. Like, that's actually how I felt. I really just don't like his character.
And then it turned around.
It's so much. In the bar. So.
I don't know.
Well, so she is opening up to him about where she's been.
Isn't that so
interesting?
Like, how full circle that has become?
Oh, yeah.
Think about
just
the amount.
Complete.
They've gone through some stuff together, those two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't remember, refresh my mind really quick, why did Allison get money from the lobster roll?
Get money from the lobster
roll? She owned it. She was part owner of it. So they may have sold her shares or something and got the money from that. So now she doesn't own it.
Because it was the money from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Brain fart. I'm forgetting that. Well, actually, before she talks to Oscar, though... Let's talk about when she goes to Cole's house.
Oh, that
because
was
murky. Cole tells her to come at 5. He says, like, yes, you can see her. But which even I was like, that's a little soon. Like, she has been away for 6 months. Like, you're, but Cole is such a freaking sweetheart, obviously. I mean, he's not, but he is. But so she goes to Cole's house, and Joni's not there. And who is, which I guess she would be because she's his wife, Louisa. Freaking hate Louisa. And I'm like, where does she get off saying the stuff that she was saying to Allison? Now, I totally get how she has been taking care of another woman's baby. And she did.
But she just can't have a baby, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. And she did just get, you know, thrown into the situation of like, oh, you're married, but by the way, this is his baby and whatever. So she's been a lot. She has had to have been accepting about a lot. But just the way she spoke to her, I'm mm-hmm. like, this is, that is that woman's.
Yeah.
It's like stuff that maybe Cole should have been saying and not Louisa.
Cole wouldn't do it though.
No, well, exactly. Cole said yes. And then Louisa is the one that said no. And right at that moment, I would have flipped out if I was mm-hmm. Allison. And like this other woman is saying, oh, you, the baby daddy said you can, but I said no, that's not good for her. No.
My mind right now is going in so many different directions in the sense of like, where I want to see Allison right now in terms of her love life. I'm so conflicted. I really, because I was so gung-ho between her and Noah forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm confused. And now I'm kind of feeling like I don't want Louisa in the picture. And I want
Cole and Allison.
No!
I felt that too a little
bit. Isn't that odd? I mean, we'll see what happens. But it's just kind of like the whole thing, when they got it on and
made a baby.
Joni happened. It was sort of like, maybe this is really what's meant to be. It was all very confusing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what was interesting in last season was just how much the relationship changed, Noah and Allison's relationship,
mm-hmm.
and just how much it wasn't
good.
It mm-hmm. wasn't what it was. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know if we'll ever get back there.
We have to. I will literally die if we don't, because I am so obsessed with... I've said it literally since
season 1, episode
1, that I'm like, I think... Obviously, what they did is so awful, but I think that they are like soulmates that just met at the wrong time mm-hmm. in life. And that's how it was like being pitched to us for so long, but it's because we haven't... They were going through a ton at that time.
Yeah.
But it's like when Noah cheated with what's-her-face Eden, it was like a knife to my heart.
Eden!
I hated Eden. I was so upset about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously there were a lot of extenuating circumstances that they were going through.
Yeah.
So who knows what anyone would do in that situation. But Louisa was just, I just hated her. Even in chat, Ashley Taylor said, was I the only one who hated Louisa this episode? No. You were not.
Not alone.
But she basically says, Louisa's like, you can't see her. You signed these papers mm-hmm. that said, you know, you can't see her. We learn later that she signed over full custody. For a second, I was thinking like, oh my gosh, was she just like so out of it? She signed adoption papers.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that thought ran through my mind, but I'm really happy that that wasn't it.
Yeah. And I think like for Louisa, she's acting as if this child has no relation to her or Cole. At the end of the day, this is your husband's child though. Mm-hmm. So regardless, you've been playing the mother role. It's your husband's child. That's what you do when you're married to someone too. Yeah. The unexpected happens. But I'm just curious. So is Noah just now out of Joni's life completely? Like, he raised this child for, 2 years.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
So it's what's going to happen?
Well, think about whenever he calls Allison when he's out of... This is last episode. And he calls and her voicemail picks up. And he's like, I just wanted to hear your voices.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly he wasn't just calling for Allison. Yeah. I mean, I assume he thinks Joni as... being his as well.
Right.
And, I mean, it's not extremely clear if they're for sure divorced or if they're not. The letters that we see that she gets in the mail do say Allison Bailey. So that mm-hmm. makes me think divorced. But a divorce while you're in jail has got to be difficult to make happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Or maybe you can just, sign a paper. I don't know. But, I mean, but he was wearing his wedding ring, but she wasn't tonight. Yeah. So let's just go with, they're probably divorced at this point.
There's so much we don't know.
But he's I know. We're 2 episodes in.
But there's no way that Cole's going to allow Noah to be a part of her life. Now that Cole realizes that's his blood, no way in heck is he going to allow Noah.
Especially because he is 100% under the impression that Noah killed his brother.
Exactly. On top of that. That's on top of just hating Noah.
Good point. Yeah. Oh, poor Noah. See, yeah. I always feel bad for him, even though I really shouldn't at all. But so they tell Allison she can't see her whatsoever. That's when she bumps into Oscar after she leaves.
Yeah.
And she tells Oscar that, this is why I loved him so much, because he said, he's like, the whole town was worried about you. You know, you have a lot of people here
that
love you. He's like, did it have anything to do with her turning four? Because that's when Gabriel died, or he was four whenever he died. And Oscar's like, you know, I know you may hate me, but I pay attention to this stuff. Or I'm not as dumb as you think I am. Something like that. And it was just really sweet.
Cute. Did he look a little beefy, too, in this
episode? He did. His hair was different.
He looked good, though.
Yeah.
He looked best that we've seen
him. Yeah, Oscar, you're looking better. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's step up. I guess
Daddy dumb is going to do wonders for you.
Yes, exactly. And that's when she starts going to the story of what happened to her. That she was... You know, she and Cole were sharing custody, but it was snowing. It wasn't stopping. And Joni got really, really sick for like over a week. And so she was kind of just taking care of Joni right then, because Cole had this big job and she didn't want to bother him. But then she started to get these flashes of, what if this lasts forever? And what if, you know, this is because of me? And she started to blame herself, because, of course, she has the trauma of... herself for her first child's death. Mm-hmm. So it's not crazy that she would have those thoughts when the baby just isn't getting better. Now, clearly she should have gone to them and been like, I don't know what to do. This is freaking me out. But instead she just took Joni to Cole and then left for 6 months. And she said she took all the money that she had from the lobster roll to this facility and was like, please help me get better. And she says that they did help her to get better.
Well, I think she never really got treatment and really healed from Gabriel's death. Yeah. I don't think she ever really, you know, figured that out. And so seeing this happening again, of course, it's bound to be time that it's all going to accumulate into something. And that's what happened right there. That was her moment, her breaking moment.
Yeah.
So that's why I like, it's messed up that she did that. But I think that it was for the benefit of her and Joni. She is not right. It's not like she just left the kid on the side of the road to die or something.
Yeah.
She left it with the father, and then I just had to go and deal with herself to get herself better and not be around her daughter in that, you know, under that mental state.
I mean, ultimately, it's for the good of the both of them, but I just think, like, she could have written a letter.
I feel like we still need to know more.
Yeah.
I'm still, I feel like I cannot... offer too much one way or the other right now, because I feel like I still do not know enough.
Something about it seemed, not that very she was odd. Lying, but that I was just like, you're not telling us.
No, the whole thing is
story.
Weird. It's odd. Which, I know it's Allison, but still, I'm just like, I need more.
Yeah. Well, think about the way that she has, you know, kind of self-medicated before. Not with, like, drugs, as far as we know, but, you know, she used to cut. And then all this crazy stuff happened with Noah, and she really did. I mean, we talked about that so much, about how she never fully processed his death. So it's like, I get it, but I don't know. I just think there's something else that we're going to be missing that hopefully we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
But she does end up back at her apartment opening one of the letters from Noah. Of course, we don't get a hint of what it says.
I know. I was like, damn it.
But she goes through, literally as she's reading it, like this set of emotions, like shock, surprise, sad. So I'm like, okay, what's it saying?
But it was so subtle. I was like, oh, I love Ruth Wilson.
No, yeah. It wasn't like I just did it. It was a lot better.
I wonder if those letters are going to tell about how he's being beaten or whatnot.
Oh.
I wonder if that's how we're going to find out what kind of happened.
I hope so.
I don't know.
Because we still don't even know. Do we know if Allison knows that Noah wasn't behind the wheel?
No.
Like, no, she doesn't know.
We don't know what her POV was. We just know, like, we don't know what happened after she left the scene. Or
we don't
know. We just saw her in the bushes and that was it, right?
Right. And we don't know if Noah knows that she's technically the person that pushed, or not technically, that she was the person that pushed Scotty into the road.
Like, we don't, right?
We haven't discussed any of that.
Okay, and see, does Noah even know that Cole knows now that Joni's
We don't his know child? That, but I...
Like, you know, wait. Like, because like, Noah
knows.
Does Noah
know that
Cole is now raising Joni?
Oh, I don't know if he knows that.
Know. Yeah.
But he knows that Cole is the real.
He knows that, but I'm saying, does he know that Cole now knows and now is aware of that? That's another whole thing,
I don't know.
Too.
We're like, eh?
There are so many things.
I'm this really needs to be more than,
it needs
10
to,
episodes?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
Just make this like 365 episodes a year.
It needs to just, it needs to at least be like 20.
15. 15. Oh, okay.
15 would be good. 15 would be a lot, is a
Let's
lot
just
better
start
than
negotiating
10.
And maybe it'll just happen, April.
All right. Just start filming somewhere, everybody. We end the episode though with for sure my favorite part when Allison gets a knock on her door and it's Cole and Joni. And
wasn't
literally,
expecting that.
I wasn't either. And because this is, you know, seemingly the same day that they just had this huge fight with Louisa and she said, "You can't see your own child." And
although the painting happened very quickly, so
a few days,
a few days,
like
yeah,
because she was painting the room because Louisa's like, she doesn't like purple anymore, she likes yellow. Yeah. Like, okay,
shut up. But Louisa was just lying, and Joni hates yellow.
Yeah, just she's like, yellow is her least favorite.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
I mean, she did pick a
Mommy,
pretty
why
bad
is my
yellow.
Room yellow?
Yeah,
yellow scares
I hate this.
Me.
Oh no.
I was just so surprised, and my heart, literally my heart was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because it was the sweetest thing. And she's like, I'm sorry, I was away for a little while. Do you want to see your room? And it's like, you know, nothing ever happened. Of course, Cole throws in, I'm not doing this for you, I'm doing it for Joni.
You only 1 hour.
Which makes sense. I mean, like, okay, he should have done that in the beginning. Don't do it for yourself, but do it because are you actually going to keep the mother of
your child
away from her?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
No.
That would be awful.
Like, Louisa's not her mama, so let's all stop pretending that Cole and Louisa. Mm-hmm. And do we think that Allison got a lawyer involved, like Oscar said? Like, all he needs a good lawyer? Or do you think Cole just came around?
Well, I even kept thinking, I mean, not at this point.
I don't think so.
But that's what I kept thinking the whole time once we learned that these were just, like, custody papers. I'm like, there's a million ways to change that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you eventually have to prove that you're living here or, you know, that you're actually better. There's a process, but, like, it's not like she's going to be taken away from her for forever.
No,
and
right.
Judges and courts oftentimes lean on the side of mothers because a kid needs their mom.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, why is she acting like she's never going to get her back when that's definitely
Allison.
Not going to happen? She's just dramatic.
And her apartment, too. I thought it was just strange how everyone in the town knows who she is. Her face and her name is famous in that town, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's going to get an apartment in the town, and the older mother and the son, they have no idea who she is at all, and they're welcoming her to Montauk.
Yeah.
And I thought
imagine
it was strange.
The son not knowing, because he's like a teenager. How would he know?
Yeah, but I feel like the mom would have said, you know, the mom is so involved with it. I don't know. I just thought that was just, it was just, I didn't like it. I thought it was just weird.
I just want to know where the money has gone.
I know, because there was there was enough of it where you're like...
Because Helen was paying for the lawyer, so it's not like they spent all of their money on a lawyer for Noah, and...
It went to the lobster roll.
No.
But, no, like, from their apartment and from his book, where is
Maybe she
all
didn't
of this
sell
money?
It. Maybe she just kind of left the apartment. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they were renting.
No, because then I feel like he would have gone back to the apartment when he got out of jail.
Yeah.
And not gone to live with the sister. Like, you would, like, go back to this, like, lovely place that you have for yourself. I don't know. The whole thing, we still...
Yeah, we don't
holes,
know.
Too many holes.
I
right
loved
now.
That apartment.
Oh, it was
that
so was great.
Great
apartment.
So beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to get into it. Predictions?
I've got no idea.
Sure.
Now, is there to predict? I don't know.
I know.
So I
was like, I've got ideas.
No, I don't. I was actually going to say, I have no ideas. But the thing that I'm wondering, and I don't have an idea about it, literally, is what is this season going to be about? There's always a thing, like who killed Scotty or... Are Cole and Helen gonna find out? Like, there's always a thing.
Right.
So what is the thing?
Who stabbed Noah?
Gonna be.
I think the thing is gonna be, what's Brendan Fraser's story?
I think so, too. I am very interested in that. And interested in, did they ask him to gain weight or no?
I think the whole thing is, did they ask him to gain weight? That's hilarious. But I think the whole thing is going to be, who stabbed Noah? Because we see previews for next episode. And they're like, well, what about Cole, your wife's ex-husband? Mm-hmm. Or what about her? Or what about this, French woman?
I don't know. It's not enough for me. Or I don't know.
That's
can't
not
be
enough.
It.
It can't be what the whole season is going to be about.
I think it's going to... The thing is Scotty's death can really still linger. Because the amount of sort of things that they don't know about all that is pretty significant. Now, whether or not they're really going to talk about it because it's something that really should not be spoken of, that's the, the drama, I think, of it all. We don't... I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, regardless, he confessed, so it's not like they're not going to retry, like, try someone else.
No, no, no.
But, like, when it,
serve the time
when it comes to, like, Noah and Allison, like, are they going to tell each other that this is what happened and that he took the fall for Helen and... yes. I don't know. I just, and how all the stuff with Joni works out, and are they going to be together?
But wait a minute. Wasn't the end of last season? Wasn't there a little bit of that push and pull between Noah and Allison? Like, she was like, "You cannot confess to it." Like, wasn't that a spoken thing? Because I don't remember.
Oh yeah, because she was like, "You have like us."
Yeah, and... you can't confess. You can't, and he confessed. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's something that we're forgetting.
Chose Helen over Allison, basically, in that moment.
But did she...
Well, he chose his kids, I think. I think he did it for the kids so that they wouldn't lose their mother.
Yeah?
I mean, I think that's why he ultimately took the... I mean, obviously, I don't think he wanted her to go to jail either, but I think that's...
That was the big... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, of course, layers upon layers of reasons why he did it, but I think it's the kids can't lose their mom, / I don't want my ex-wife that I already did this horrible stuff to... to go into prison.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But I just, I mean,
see if I lost.
I last week wondered, I'm like, okay, crap, is Noah dead? Because I honestly thought it was his carotid artery.
No!
I still stand by, I think he did it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, because we see in the preview for next week, the French professor comes back, or she's the one who found him at his apartment.
Also,
and as if they're
odd.
Insinuating that she did it. But I think that she, I mean, he had just left her
apartment. It's going to be like the game of Clue.
Right. Yeah. But he had just left her apartment suddenly and ran off. So I think she just went after him and was like, what happened?
Yeah, she went.
That's why I think she would have discovered
turned
him.
Turned on
I think
by
it was
no
Brendan
one.
Fraser.
Yeah.
Hiding somewhere. Hiding behind the curtains.
I think that that's all. Maybe. I feel like Brendan Fraser's actually died in jail or something, and that these are all visions.
Yeah.
That he killed, Noah killed him in jail.
Ooh.
And keeps having.
Oh my gosh.
He's had PTSD from killing him.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm done, guys.
Yeah.
I think I did my work.
Drop the mic. I don't know. That's good.
That's pretty good.
And that very possible. It.
And these are just all visions. You know, because honestly, there's no way if he was actually real in there in the wine store that Brendan Fraser was able to just walk out of the store with all that wine without paying.
Exactly.
So he's a ghost, clearly. Yeah. Or
Noah's on muscle relaxants. So like we said last week, I don't know the full side effects of whatever he's taken or if it can have that big of an effect. But I don't think that they mentioned it just to mention it. I think they mentioned it for a purpose so that we would know, okay, maybe he could be having these.
He needs to go to the treatment facility now.
Yeah, he needs to go out. Maybe that's how they'll reconnect.
Yeah.
They'll see each other at a meeting.
So I'm going with that. He killed him. Noah actually killed someone.
All right. I'm down for that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, sweet.
Cool, guys.
I'm still pondering all this.
I know. I already can't wait until next week because it seems like it's going to be such a crazy episode.
Yes.
It's going to be good. But, okay, well, thank y'all so much for joining us for another episode. Sorry, we are all over the place with our ideas because it's just so crazy, but also so good. As always, y'all can find us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Don't forget to rate us, like us, let us know what you thought about the episode because we'd love to shout you out. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And you can find me at Nadine DP in the number 3.
And you can find me at The Allison Dean.
Awesome. Yay. See y'all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.